broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bub and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bub and Fee.
Welcome to Sports Talk. We have the guys up front kind of chit-chatting with the girls from Opera House, and Jack and Rocker here. We'll just Jack, go ahead and get Rocker going on his, what is this, day in pop culture
Rocker,
history?
Rocker, what you got?
On this day in pop culture history time.
Something good. Better be good. You've been weak lately, Rocker.
Hey, he can only... He's reporting the news. He doesn't make up the news.
On this day in 1869, the Transcontinental Railroad was ended by the Golden Spike.
Where did they drive that Golden Spike?
I believe it was out in San Francisco somewhere.
No, it's Promontory Point in Utah. They came from the West Coast. And they came from St. Louis or somewhere around in there and met in the middle-ish, depending on who had the hardest way across the mountains and stuff.
Okay, we'll try this one then.
We weren't arguing, right? Hey, just adding stuff.
Sports Talk's behind schedule, so I'm going to speed this up a little bit.
Oh, I don't think you can speed it up any.
1954, the first rock and roll hit, Rock Around the Clock, reached
number one.
Bill
Haley and the Comets.
Yep.
Very good, Jack.
Thank you.
I didn't know until fairly recently, listening on Sirius Radio, that there was a... that was a different Bill Haley song an old blues guy did. I can't remember which one that was. But anyway, got out in that kitchen, rattle those pots and pans.
Shake, rattle, and roll.
Yep, that was somebody else's song.
Shake, rattle, and roll.
Woo!
Rattle, and roll.
Woo!
Elvis remade that. I thought it was better.
I don't think I've ever heard Elvis do that one. But
yeah.
Okay, that one is the... Bubba, that set of, that headset is one that only has one. This one has both.
Okay. 1975, the first Betamax was released.
Beetle who?
Betamax.
I saw that movie.
Betamax, that's a
good one.
That was Mad Max.
That was what?
Mad Max.
These are VCRs. They didn't quite make it out of the... Barely made it out of the 80s. Mm.
Good.
Key.
Hey, you're the one that writes these down.
Make up something that's better than what's going on.
I kind of overshot myself on this one. 1939, Batman made his debut in the comic books.
Really?
So is that the Marvel Universe?
Adam West?
That's DC.
Oh, okay. So I don't know the difference.
Yeah, neither did most people until they get to an older age.
Yeah.
And these, you know, people in... cosplay and nut jobs.
Name two of the actresses that played Catwoman on the TV show.
Well,
Bea Arthur.
Nope. Not a Catwoman.
That one hurt. Eartha Kitt.
Oh, yeah.
Lee Merriweather.
Lee Merriweather.
Eartha Kitt.
Julie Newmar.
Very... I think Julie Newmar was the best.
Yes.
Yeah.
Eartha Kitt.
Yeah.
Kat?
Eartha what?
Eartha Kitt. Shouldn't she be Kitt and Kat? Yes. Shouldn't it be, right?
A little tough to tape up a bee's sausage to...
Whoa.
What are you talking about?
He said Bea Arthur. I said, that'd be a little tough to tape up the old...
You're making... You're casting aspersions on this woman's womanhood.
She's been hard as a carp since, like, 04 or something.
Should have been plenty of time for her to play Catwoman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next.
May 11th, today. Here's what, this will bring back happy memories for you. Okay. Jack.
Happy Jack?
Maybe.
Wasn't Happy Jack one of the horses on the Derby?
Yes, he was, actually.
Or was it Smiling Jack?
I think they're both, actually.
1911.
Oh. 1963.
Oh. It's
just
May 11th.
Oh, May 11th. Oh.
Puff the Magic Dragon reached number
Peter,
two.
Paul and Mary.
Yes.
Yep. I wrote that song.
Little Jackie Traper.
No, Paper. Oh. I think it was Paper.
Bubba, do you know the song?
No.
Puff the Magic Dragon?
Oh, yeah. 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 We sang it in fifth grade.
Yeah.
Yep.
We didn't sing that in the fifth grade because it wasn't written yet.
We'll just do celebrity birthdays and get me the hell out of here.
No, let's do something else we can make fun of. Yep. Keep going with the this day in history.
That was pretty much it.
Oh, darn.
That's it. Birthday.
May 10th. Bono turned 62.
It's Bono.
It's Bono.
You're thinking of Sonny Bono. Oh. That's Bono. And he and what's his name did a concert in Ukraine on the weekend.
Sonny Bono?
No. Bono. And is it The Edge? Is that his guitar player?
Yeah.
They did a concert in the subway for the people that are stranded down there in Ukraine.
We
over
gave $400 million to Ukraine. And
was that an opinion?
We don't have any baby formula.
Yeah, well, government can't make baby formula.
Bullshit. You got $400 million, you can make formula.
Well, there's 400 million people that are trying to buy baby formula.
What's the main ingredient in baby formula?
Similac.
Yes. Similac is a brand. It's not an ingredient. Oh, wow. Spam? Do you know the answer, Jack?
What?
Powder. The answer to your question.
Soy.
Oh, yeah. Bob has it. Powder.
I do know how poor Jody's going to die though in the gas chamber.
Dutch oven,
yeah, that too.
Dutch oven death.
Next birthday.
Also, Kenan Thompson turns 44.
Saturday Night Live.
Very good, Bubba.
Yep.
Unfortunately, for today, I don't usually do this, but all the ones they gave me were dead.
Uh-oh.
So, we'll start off with Irving Berlin, who would have been 134 today.
Irving Berlin. Irving.
Yep,
he wrote about
everything.
Yeah, his first song was Alexander's Ragtime Band, and he outlived Alexander. The copyright on it. Nobody's ever done that before, outlived the copyright on their song. He wrote it when he was like 17, and I think the copyright lasts 80 years or something. First person to, and probably the only person to ever outlive his copyright. God Bless America, that was another one of his, and a whole bunch of really good stuff.
And a very unique guy, Salvador Dali, turns 118 today.
Yeah, and if you come into the lobby of the Fort Recovery Radio, there's a Salvador Dali painting in there. Not a painting, it's a silk screen, but...
Nice. The mustache turned 130.
Yeah.
Thank you for that joke.
That was good.
Phil Silvers turns 111.
Ooh.
Sergeant Bilko.
Yep. Phil Silvers. He also was the voice of somebody. Mr. Magoo.
Was he? He might have been.
Now it's Jim Backus.
Oh, okay. I didn't say that.
Jim Backus, Thurston Howe.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. The third.
Okay, next.
That's it.
That's it.
Well, make up
How
something.
How about Facebook? Who's your Facebook birthdays?
I don't know.
You had to write. You can do local birthdays.
Do you have any Bonvillain birthdays? You used to do Bonvillain birthdays on Breakfast with Bill.
Yeah, I don't have any.
We used to like the Bonvillain birthdays.
I have an interesting tidbit.
Sure, Jack.
Bubba and Fee. Tracy Lee.
That's her birthday.
Tracy Lee, yeah.
She was mentioned earlier. She and Karen were...
Kelsey Gilhouse yesterday.
Oh,
Sandy
I like that.
Koufax went to what college?
Sandy Koufax?
Yes.
Sandy Koufax went to Bowling Green.
Sandy Koufax went to Harvard.
He went to the University of Cincinnati on a basketball scholarship.
Really?
After his freshman year, this is interesting, Bob. After his freshman year, he saw where the baseball team was going to New Orleans.
He wanted to go.
And he wanted to go. So he asked the baseball coach, okay, so can I try out for the baseball team?
Mm-hmm.
He says, well, you know, what do you play? He says, first base and pitch a little bit. So they tried him out at first base. He couldn't hit a lick. So they let him pitch, and he says,
the rest,
you're pretty good.
It's history.
The rest, as you say, is history.
Yes. Isn't that interesting?
He did okay.
That's pretty good.
Except for he didn't pitch on Jewish days.
He did not pitch on Sundays.
What?
He's Jewish. He can't work on Sundays. No, that's
And he
that's
retired
correct.
At the age of 30.
Really?
Yes, because...
I figured he pitched 30 years because he just...
He quit after 9 years because his arm was hurting and he wanted to be able to play ball with his kids.
Really?
Yeah.
So he turned down a $10 million contract.
He's still alive.
Yeah.
He turned down a $10 million contract to play ball with his kids.
Yep.
That's not true because those guys probably never made more than $50,000 in a year.
Yeah.
That's, you know, so can you imagine what
that's my
guys like him
add to sports talk.
Wally Post could have made in their day?
You were awesome tonight.
Yeah. We had to make up stuff to argue with you about.
Yeah.
Sandy Koufax, $70,000 his last contract.
Wow.
That's a good chunk of change.
That's about 10% of what a first-year rookie makes now.
And I think his last year, I don't know whether it's his last year, but there's a year where he was like 27-4 and had 25 complete games.
Not bad.
That ain't bad.
I'm not sure there's 25.
What time's your flight leave tomorrow?
We leave Columbus at 10 a.m.
Nolens?
Hmm?
Gone to Nolens?
Gone Nolens.
Direct flight?
You going to see Sandy Koufax there?
We fly into Houston.
Houston. Houston. Do-do-do-do-do.
Sung by who?
Not the Who. It was, what's
Dean
his
Martin.
Name? Dean Martin. Thank you.
Did he sing?
It wasn't.
Yes.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was Dean Martin.
Yeah, it was.
What?
Well, Rocker and I are very seldom wrong. We both came up with the same answer. I'm pretty sure that's right.
Then I stand corrected.
It was not Houston. Was not Dean Martin.
It was Houston, and it was Dean Martin.
It's all yours, bud. What about Dean Martin?
Oh!
Here comes.
It might be different version.
Yeah.
I got holes in both of my shoes.
Houston.
While I'm a walking.
That's
this is it. Now, this is him dressed as a cowboy and is doing goofy stuff.
Houston.
Houston.
Doing a move?
Houston.
I haven't eaten about a
week. I'm so hungry I can hardly this. When I walk, I squeak. That was what it was. Back to Houston.
What's wrong? You need a haircut.
Yes, that's tomorrow.
You got unbelievable sideburns.
Trim up.
It's Elvis.
Let me see. Let me see your chin.
He needs trim up.
Jesus. Did you tell Jill Andrews?
What was I supposed to tell her?
Stitches.
Help.
She's a nurse.
Well, I won't
Jill's
say
not
that.
A nurse.
She does nurse things.
She can do some nurse things, yes.
I'd She's let her an architect. Put stitches in. I mean, if I had a cut and I went to press it, she'd do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Passes out a side of blood. jail.
I would.
You pass out?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I would in a heartbeat.
Are you a passer outer?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You ever passed out?
Yes.
On his birthday, yeah. Five years ago.
Chris, you ever passed
out? Christmas gala, 2 years.
Well, yeah, I did. The first weekend in my house, I passed out because a lot of liquor involved. I passed out and I hit the back of my toilet tank.
Ouch.
Really?
With a hammer?
No, it, my head.
Oh, well, don't do that. Use a hammer next time.
Use a hammer.
I was out for about an hour and a half.
Did the squad come?
No, we don't have time for that crap.
He couldn't call him. He's out.
He was out.
I was out. And by the time I was awake, I
was in.
All I had to do, you know,
two days later.
Wash off the, you know, dry cake, blood cake.
You ever passed out?
Oh, yeah. I've wobbled around a few times.
Have you? How about you, Spencey?
Not that I remember.
No. Jack, you're passed out?
But.
One time? What happened? Overheat?
When Erica had the baby, had Kurt, I went down to the hospital to see him because Erica was struggling. And I had no business because I had chemo like 2 days before that.
Oh.
Ooh.
And
yeah.
So I got lightheaded. Left the room, I go in the bathroom, I pass out in the stall, and I'm the only one in there. And I wake up, I don't know whether it's 10 minutes or 20 minutes.
20 minutes later.
Yeah.
Crew was 3 years old when he woke up.
Ta-da!
I'm here. Back room.
I only passed out once, and I gave Mrs. Zahn, took blood from me. I passed out. She said, big boy, you're going down. Next thing I know, womp. That's a great story, ain't it?
Yeah,
that's fun. Yeah.
It's a touching start to sports talk.
It's fun touching sports talk.
I'll kill you. You want to take a break?
Sure.
Pay a bill.
Oh, you mean on the radio? I thought you meant go home and take a nap.
Welcome to Sports Talk. 8:37.
Right on time.
How can that happen?
Well, we went till about 8:15.
Them women, talking about that opera house, they're into it.
They love it.
Oh, yes.
They love it.
Thank goodness they are. They are really into it.
They're awesome.
I love it.
Yeah, they're going to make that baby awesome. You about bet awesome. Your ranch on that. Yeah.
About 5 years from now, we're going to be going.
Burn
that is unreal.
That is amazing, ain't it? Let's take a break. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
This is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Are you in the process of buying, starting, or selling a business, or maybe just trying to get more bang for your buck out of your current operation? Well, those are things I'm here to help with. I have 26 years of experience as a banker, CFO, and business owner. I've helped clients in all industries in areas such as financing, budgeting, staffing, and other areas like succession planning and project management. One of the biggest challenges I had as an entrepreneur was finding someone experienced to confide, share ideas, ask questions, and ultimately put the best plan together in a truly confidential way. These are things I valued and now want to pay forward for your operation. Come see me today for a financial plan and wellness review. It's nice to have someone on your side because as a business owner, I know it's never easy out there, and especially now. See me, Chad Guggenbiller, today at 419-852-4049. And have yourself a great day.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Indians baseball team is playing well this week, defeating New Bremen on Monday and Versailles on Tuesday to finish the MAC season at 5-4. We still have 3 non-league games left this week before the tournament starts next week. Tomorrow we'll host Wapakoneta, Friday we'll travel to Franklin Monroe, and on Saturday it will be our last regular season game, hosting St. Mary's at noon. Get out and help and cheer on our Indians as they end the regular season and they get ready for the tournament. But if you just can't get to all the games in person, you can listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, home of the Indians.
Hey, we're back here, Sports Talk Bubba and Fiend.
Back here, Sports Talk Bubba. I'm getting an echo.
Feedback.
Yep, sorry.
Hear the echo.
Echo.
Sports Talk Bubba and Fiend.
We're talking
how are you, Harold?
Good, Bubby.
Randy, how are you?
Good, Bubba.
Fiend, we had some kind of week playing baseball.
Good week of baseball.
Gosh dang, maybe we're
dialing in a little bit.
Yeah, Indians with 2 huge wins. First of all, it all starts off on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Indians travel over to New Bremen.
Over to Bremen.
Actually, I should say Monday.
Yep.
Indians travel to New Bremen and take on a very good New Bremen squad, and they came in 9-6. Indians were 8-8, and Troy Homan pitches a gem. He goes 5 2/3 and had trouble getting that third out in the sixth.
Yep.
But had to bring in Alex Deuce. Alex gives up a base hit and was fabulous in the seventh inning. Indians with a nice 5-3.
Big win. That's a big win.
Absolutely. They're, you know, they got a nice team. And
yeah. And a game where neither team had played for a week, so you don't know what you're going to get from either one of them. They can fall flat or they can be awesome.
Our pitching has been fantastic this whole year.
Yeah,
I mean the kids have been. We've been in the games. We can't get that timely hit. And when we get the timely hit, we seem like we win.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mark Zgarki, the hitting star, up four times, four rockets. He was 2 for 4.
BBs.
But his 2 outs were both line drives, and then he does the same thing yesterday as a big hit. And,
yep.
But on Monday night, there was a lot of people who contributed to that. And. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Wyatt Benn and Riggs Toby and who had to play at the plate where we thought he was dead? Oh, that was Marcus.
Yeah. Yep.
Bang, bang, play at the plate, and Marcus come in, and he come in about 100 mile an hour and hit that catcher. And I thought he was out, but the ball circled away.
Yep.
Yeah. Next thing you know, Indians.
And it wasn't a dirty high slide or anything. He just went in there, and they were both at the same place at the same time, and the ball didn't hang in there with him.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That was great.
So the Indians get that win, and then we come back yesterday, Fee, against a good Versailles team. And,
both in.
Zeros throughout the game, and then finally the Indians crack them into
Snick one in?
Yeah, the sixth inning, and Boatin, fabulous.
Boatin's a
complete game.
He's another one that, you know, last year he was kind of finding his way, having a hard time finding a plate, and I think now he's starting to find a plate.
My count.
That was pretty good.
He was throwing the ball hard.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty
good.
By
my count, eight of his 11 pitches in the first inning were strikes.
Yeah. Yeah, he was tough, and the Indians get some big timely hits there. And it was kind of crazy that sixth inning. Cale Ramos on third, one out. Mm-hmm. Fly ball. They catch it, throw it to plate. Cale safe.
Yeah.
Ball gets away. It was Marcus come around
Marcus
and scored.
Yep.
They appeal Cale, leaving early, out.
Oh.
So it's 3-0, all of a sudden it's 1-0 going into the seventh.
Yep. And we had great momentum till then, and then thought, oh, God, I hope the momentum doesn't switch. And then Bo came in, and I think he struck 2 of the 3 out in the seventh inning.
So he still had some gas in the
inning. It was great.
It was,
wasn't him.
I think the best thing I've seen was the size of that crowd yesterday.
Yep.
That's beautiful. I mean, it was a beautiful baseball.
You stopped
crowd.
Down, but you didn't come
tell
up.
You what, when it's, and
I couldn't make it up the steps. The bleachers were full.
Oh.
I don't want to move
kick people out.
Nah, I don't want to do that. So you guys sounded good.
I had to sit up there and listen to Dave talk.
Calpy's a great baseball announcer.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. He does
that. I'm just not a good side man for him.
No, you guys did good. And Indians get the win, and Indians improved to 10-8. And tomorrow we got the Walpock Redskins coming in, and they're pretty good.
They're always pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, they always have a good program up there.
So. Yeah, they're ranked in the state, and Indians will have their hands full, but you know what? Who cares?
Right now, who cares? That's right. And you happen to pull one out. We're building some momentum going into next Tuesday, to get this tournament started. And
That's exactly right.
What kind of draw do we get, Bobby?
Well, we play at Double St. John's on Monday. Tuesday or Monday?
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Oh, Tuesday. And by the way, you will need tickets, and you have to get them at OHSAA.org online. They're $8 until 2 o'clock the day of the game.
Then they're 10.
Yeah. So you do have to do that. The OHSAA, they've been trying to figure out how to do that. And with COVID, they just decided, we're taking over. We need the money. Yeah. We're gonna charge you for every game.
Yep.
So.
And then the girls' softball team, they play tomorrow versus Marion Local. Yep.
Marion Local. Yep. And probably
sectional final.
Yeah, so I think it's technically sectional final for our bracket. I don't know. Yeah. You have the bracket there. Maybe you can tell. Okay. I don't know if you can tell from that or not, but
I'm not sure how they do that either.
I think it's sectional final.
Baseball, it seemed like we'd always would win two. The second one was the
sectional.
Sometimes you'd get a bye, and then you just had to win one for a sectional.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, the super sectional is good for everybody except the people trying to figure out if you won the sectional or not.
Yeah.
But it's great for everybody because then you're not playing the same teams you play all season.
Right.
And you can play some other teams.
Don't have six MAC teams beating the crap out of each other.
Yep.
Right, so we get a host Marion Local tomorrow, and that's a 5 o'clock start. And, Neil, are you guys taping that game? Are you doing anything with that?
Yep. We're going to tape Rob Weaver's broadcast. We did that with yesterday's game.
Then you throw it in the archives?
Yeah, we put that in the archives.
So that'll be good, folks, after we beat Marion and move on to play Minster, and that'll be just absolutely perfect.
That comes out about as good as you could want because we're still doing baseball with our same guys, but Rob's doing the softball, so we get a homer on
we get great
announcers on boys and girls, and it's about as good as it can get.
So the boys play at St. John's on Tuesday. And then if they win, they play Thursday, and that will either be at – now, if I looked at this right, there's no way we can host. Because even if – I think Perry plays Bremen, and Bremen was a 7, we were 8.
Yep.
So if we would win, we'd have to go to New Bremen.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, Perry's 14. I think I've seen they're 12-2.
12-2.
I saw 16-1 or something like that.
Somebody said they're 12-2.
12-2.
And – I just figured it does.
But
it don't matter either way. They got the 4 seed, and I'm not sure their strength of schedule, but Perry's got good athletes. We found that out in basketball this year.
Basketball.
And we saw on Monday night that even if New Bremen loses the game, they're still a very good team.
Absolutely.
So I wouldn't count New Bremen out against anybody on that whole bracket there.
No. Yeah. So it's tournament time. We got nice weather. Next week looks nice. I mean, highs in the low 70s, and looks
finally
like
some nice weather to play.
Absolutely, and Indians are both the girls and boys are playing well.
Playing pretty good right now. Yep,
absolutely, and it's fun.
Holly Gann emailed me Monday, and we were talking about stuff, and she said, we're playing 1/4 of our schedule this week. 1/4 of our baseball schedule is this.
It's amazing.
Playing five games, and we won't
jam them in there. Whatever you can do.
Yep,
that's right. So, get out to the Ball Archer tomorrow. It'll be a good one to ballpark, and then on Friday we're going down to Franklin Monroe.
Yep,
Franklin Monroe Jets. That's always a good game to play.
Yep,
and then Saturday at noon we have a one gamer here. I think we're playing St. Mary's.
Supposed to play them last night. That was a schedule, but we needed to get our MAC game in, get that in, get it done, and play St. Mary's on Saturday.
So a lot of baseball,
a lot of baseball coming up.
Yep, and girls softball same kind of schedule. They're playing wide open. But their big one is tomorrow night, folks. So
get that one.
So if you can't, if I had to pick for you one to go to, get your butts and watch them girls because they're that'll be a sectional final.
That's going to be a biggie.
That'll be a big one. It'll be a big crowd there.
The MAC track is the final.
We're going to talk about that. Yeah,
that's coming.
So
too.
Any of those, you can go there and listen to
run all
Rob and us, and it's going to be a good time.
Yep, tomorrow's a great day.
Yes.
Talking about the track team, and congrats to Witt, and congrats to Mara, who broke school records
just yesterday. Just breaking records right and left.
Yeah.
I tell you what, those two are two special athletes.
They really are.
I tell you what, they are really special athletes.
And then, you know, you follow their moms on Facebook.
Yeah.
They're playing AAU volleyball.
Yeah.
They win every weekend.
Winning every weekend.
Them girls are busy.
They're busy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
but I think they're doing exactly what they love.
They kind of like doing that.
They love that stuff.
That's for sure.
Absolutely,
they live for it, and I love watching them.
Yep, I agree with you. We had senior day for the baseball team, and we are going to take a little time here. We're going to talk about our three seniors. Brock yep. Dews. Brock Dews is the son of Kevin and Tiffany Dews.
Yep.
He's been on the baseball team for 4 years. He played football for 3 years, being named second team All-Mac his junior year, something Brock's very proud of.
Should be. Yep.
After graduation, Brock is going to enter the workforce and continue farming. Indian senior Brock Dews, all-around champ. Fee, go ahead and do,
good
the, do the last two. Marcus?
Yep. Marcus Garkey is our second senior. Marcus is the son of Jake and Jenny Garkey. He's been on the baseball team for 4 years and played football for 3 years. Marcus lists being a member of the FFA for 4 years as well, serving as a president 2 years, and being a member of National Honor Society as things he's very proud of. After graduation, Marcus plans to continue working in the construction and the ag fields. Fort Recovery senior, Marcus Garkey. And our last senior is Kendrick Wendell. Kendrick is the son of Terry and Kathy Wendell. He has played baseball and football all 4 years. Kendrick lists hitting a walk-off. That was a big one. I can't say it.
Yeah.
That's something he should be proud of. I tell you what,
I'm proud of it, too, and buddy. I was just sitting there.
Kendrick will be entering the workforce after graduation. Indian senior, Kendrick Wendell. Seniors, we loved watching you. We appreciated all the work you've done, and we're rooting for you all the way.
And you got special ties to those kids, Fee. I know you coach.
Yeah,
them
I got to talk. Got to coach some of them, and
you get close to those kids.
Well, you do, and like Marcus and I didn't get to coach him last year because of that damn knee, you know, now what a great year he's having this year. I didn't realize how good that kid was.
Yeah.
He was really good on JV, and we never he was coming. You know, that next year and screwed his knee up and. And boy's had a great senior year for him. He's had a fun year. And Kendrick's been a blast. He's a hardworking kid. He's a good hitter, really, really good hitter. He's really proven that. And Brock Dews has been kind of that. Anything you need done, we'll get it done. He's been playing a great third base for us this year. And been a pretty good pitcher. He was a great pitcher last year. And like I said, he got, I think, second team All-Mac last year. Had a great season last year. And started out a little slow, but I think things are going to start coming for him.
That's right. And then you look at Kendrick, and so I'm sitting there. And I'm sitting in the golf cart on the first baseline last night.
Yep.
And Kramer's got the game. Mm-hmm. He's got the bases. The first base coach from Versailles is about as nice a guy as you can get.
Yeah.
There's a play where easy hit back to Bo. Well, he lollygags it over and he bounces it. Kendrick makes a scoop, and the first base coach was laughing, and
Benny's probably laughing.
No, it wasn't Ben. It was.
Yeah, I didn't recognize that guy.
Yeah, he does basketball all the time. He's a hell of a referee, and he's laughing, and Kendrick's talking to him, and it was just neat the way they interacted. Yeah. Between, you know, and Kendrick's like, he could have threw a little harder. And that first base coach is like, yeah, he kind of made you work for that, you know. And it was kind of cool little deal. So congrats to the seniors. And,
absolutely.
And thank you guys for Indian baseball. And it ain't over yet, folks. We got a lot of baseball to play. Let's take a break. Come right back. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris, experience suspension.
Have you tried to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
The Jay County Civic Theater is presenting their production of the Disney musical Moana Jr. June 9th through 12th, Thursday through Sunday at Arts Place in Portland. The shows will be at 7 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, and also at 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday afternoon. This great show for the whole family will feature cast members from all around the local area. Stop by and get your tickets at Arts Place at 131 East Walnut Street in Portland or online at myartsplace.org. Presale tickets are $8 for students and $10 for adults and $2 higher if purchased after Wednesday, June 8th. Don't miss your chance to see the Jay County Civic Theater's local production of Moana Jr. coming up June 9th through 12th at Arts Place in Portland. 7 p.m. shows on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, and a Sunday afternoon matinee at 2. Get your tickets now at myartsplace.org or stop by Arts Place and pick them up in person. The high school and junior high choirs will be holding their spring concert this Sunday at the middle school auditoria starting at 6 p.m., and the public is invited and there's no charge. These choirs have been working hard this year, and this is your chance to stop out and show them your appreciation as they perform their shows. Make your plans now to get to the spring concert presented by the high school and junior high choirs this Sunday evening at 6 at the middle school auditoria.
I got a pocket full of quarters and I'm headed to the arcade. I don't have a lot of worries, but a thin line of any and I really
back in the 40s, they called that song. Scat. I've never heard the song before.
Mr. Pac-Man. Pac-Man song.
Oh, okay.
Rocker's shirt.
Rocker's got a Pac-Man shirt.
Don't know that I've ever heard that Pac-Man song.
You like it, Rocker?
Pac-Man Fever, Buckner and Garcia, 1982.
Ooh, hey, how about
that? What was that?
Buckner and Garcia. I don't know that I've ever heard the song.
Really?
But I'll bet you he's close with never having heard the song.
Why are you such an
idiot? You say Buckner and Garcia?
Yes.
Okay.
Buckner and Garcia sang
One Hit Wonder, of course.
Yeah.
Bill Buckner.
Bill Buckner and Bill, Jerry Garcia.
Jerry Garcia.
Yeah, I still can't figure out how to spell Buckner.
B-U.
Just ask Bill.
Buckner and Garcia, Pac-Man Fever.
There we go.
January 30th, what year?
82.
You're exactly right.
Bingo. You are so stupid. Why would you know that?
He's got a Pac-Man shirt on. He's going to know that.
Why would he know that?
Why wouldn't he know that? He knows every song. He knows what year.
Hey, what about your stupid 80s comedy movies? 90s.
90s there.
That was stupid.
So what did you disagree with on that?
It got Dumb and Dumber, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You had one in there, stupid movie.
Yeah.
By the way, I was told that wasn't stupid.
Who told you that?
Kyle Wendell.
He's an idiot.
That has nothing to do with whether that was. This movie was stupid.
I do like Kyle Wendell. Oh. He liked that movie?
Oh, yes.
Would you make the list up at the bar?
No. At home. Like I do. Every list.
What's tomorrow's list?
One I'm pretty sure you have no knowledge of.
Oh, really?
Uh-oh.
He has Google. He has a Google machine.
How much do you know about the group Blink 182?
A lot.
Blinkers.
I love Blink 182.
No chance in hell you know who the hell they are.
Are you stupid? Are you dumb?
Well,
I know every song of their hit.
I've heard of them.
One, you're a kid of the 80s.
I don't go. I will not go. Carry me home. You're totally home.
How about that? Is that one of the songs?
I can't tell. It's a lot of garble.
Garble. Play a Blink 182. I guarantee I know every word to it, just like that one.
He did know it.
If he knows it.
Yeah.
Okay. How about
Blink?
Carry me home. I will not go.
This is a Blink 182 song. I don't know this, but
this one.
Oh, yeah. All the small things.
All the small things. That's it. See, I coached the high school golf, and Johan, them guys, this.
Oh, that's big for them.
Oh, yeah.
Johan, so you cheated.
Yeah. I will not go. Rocker can blow. Hey, say you're sorry.
You're sorry.
Hey, you grossed me out.
I'm proud of you, Bobby.
Thank you, buddy.
Yep.
Thank you, bud.
Blinky.
Blinky. Blinky 182.
He's a blinkster.
Blinky also in Pac-Man.
How about this one, Wolf? Wife's driving my car. Wife's driving car. Wheel falls off.
That's probably not supposed to happen, is it?
No.
Oh.
Nope. But the leader of the band fixed it for me.
Got it.
The leader of
Dan Fogelberg?
Dan Fogelberg.
Harold Feely. Fogelberg.
Oh. All right. Did he drive out and do it?
No, we towed her. Had to tow her
home.
They charged me $100. That was cheap.
That's not bad.
From where?
St. Henry.
Is that Julie Heierholzer's old business?
I called him. No answer.
Oh, Steve. I can't remember what that kid's
name
is.
I went to Coldwater Service or something.
Yeah, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Reisner.
Oh, Tommy Reisner. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Came in laughing. Where am I about this thing? The wheel's falling off.
Tom Reisner. Recovery?
Yeah.
That'd be Matt's brother.
And, really? And, I didn't know that.
Steve.
Yeah, Steve's and a whole bunch of them. Yeah.
Good kid.
Tommy's absolutely. Awesome.
He owns, what is the name of the
Coldwater Service.
Yeah. Why did the wheel come off is the more important question.
Ball joint, bad.
Because Harold Feely didn't tighten the wheel lug nuts.
There's one reason. Jody Stalger drives like crap.
Wow, woman.
Dude, she's horrible.
Really?
Yes.
Not that, very horrible. I'm going to just guess that's the first one that ever fell off for her, though.
Could be.
Might be.
So I think you're exaggerating.
Is Jody a lead foot?
Yeah, she's a terrible driver.
Got the lead foot.
Text all the time driving. Text.
Okay, now wait a minute. Lead foot. I'm thinking that's you.
I have not had a ticket.
Didn't say that.
Forever.
Didn't say that.
Forever. I'm not scared of the cops.
That is Franklin Monroe.
I am going to get a ticket running this stop sign.
Oh, yeah, that thing?
Oh. No, I got the barrel right in the middle. You can't miss it.
Or run into the barrel.
Then I'll total my car. Let's put a 2-ton barrel of cement in the middle of the road.
Yep. Yeah. That's the only way most people are going to notice that
stop
signs.
We have the dumbest mayor of all Mercer County.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's not true.
Don't.
I think we have the best mayor in all of Mercer County.
We could have done
maybe
a lot
all
better.
In the state of Ohio.
We could do a lot better.
Plus, not just mayor, but our village administrator is A1. No, I don't think so. I'm going to disagree with you on that.
Copy, you want to call in?
Hey, how about the Reds?
Bring them up. They're hot.
They won today, 14-11.
14-11.
Pitching duel.
Oh, my God. Oh,
they've won like 5 out of their last 6 games. Rocker. Won 2 series in a row.
Yeah, so let's keep it going.
Go Reds. Let's go.
They've already won more games than I thought they would all year.
Reds,
so
let's go. I texted Hal McCoy to have him on tonight, but he's on family vacation in Georgia.
Good for him.
So he's going to be next week.
Oh, wait a minute. This time of night, he's just sitting around.
He's sitting outside on his veranda.
Smoking a cigar.
Smoking a stogie, beach. Yep.
A little bourbon in his hand.
Yep.
Not too bad.
Should be talking to us.
Hey, he could come up here. I have bourbon up here.
There you go.
Maker's Mark.
Hal, get up here.
Yep, got Maker's Mark. I could get him anything else he wants.
I want to get a celebrity in here.
Okay.
Come in, interview.
Yep. Hey, we did interview Hal in person.
I know, but I want to get a big time. Hal's a loser.
No, he's not.
Well, we won't be getting him anymore.
Hal says, I'm out.
Huh? Well, hey, I got Phil Castellini. I'm sure he's available these days.
Phil, we'd like to interview
him. Oh, I'd love to get that more.
Yeah, but I don't think he'd like to talk to you.
We'd like to interview him.
We're all waiting for Bubba to fart.
We had to tell Scott.
Pardon the silence.
We need to get a celebrity.
I don't know any.
Who do you want?
Who do we want to get?
How about Jim Lachey?
Who?
Jim Lachey?
Yeah.
We've had him on. We're going bigger than that.
But he's never been
in
the studio.
How about music? You know any rock stars?
Let's see. We got Rick Derringer.
Rick D.
He would be great.
Yes, he would. I think it was Tom Galdine. Somebody posted a big, long article about him. There's several things that I didn't have any idea about, and I knew a lot about it.
How come we have not had Rick Derringer
perform?
He's
a hometown boy, too.
Would you quit interrupting? Hey, that's it. Fee. Well, that's our me and you are going to get Rick Derringer.
We'll get a slab.
To perform at the Jubilee.
He performed when Mongo was.
He did?
Yeah, Mongo had him here. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he did.
He's here.
He was at Brick's Tennis.
Oh, yeah.
For a grand total of $5,000.
Yep. So?
But.
Sloopy.
So.
Worth every penny.
Yeah.
Now, Dave Rumor was a little upset.
Really?
Yeah, because they lived a block apart.
He didn't remember.
And they played together, and Rick Derringer had no idea who he was.
Really?
Yeah.
Boston?
No idea who he was.
No kidding.
Yep.
Dave jamming in the background with him. He didn't know. He's probably stoned.
Maybe Dave sucked.
No, Dave wasn't part of the band.
Yeah.
They just played. They played.
Yeah, right.
Not played music together. They just played together.
And he would be a neat interview, just a story.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and now he's kind of into Christian music.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, but he produced.
Where is he?
He was the first guy to produce a Weird Al Yankovic album.
Yeah.
He also produced the first two and maybe the only two WWF albums with all the all the WWF wrestlers.
Man. Hey, Randy's here.
Yeah, he is. Rick Derringer is a guy that is behind the scenes in playing guitar in everything.
All right, Holly Gann played pump pass kick with Pat McAfee.
Pat McAfee
whooped him.
If we get him,
ooh, that'd be
big. Huge.
That'd be fun.
Oh, it wouldn't be great to have her on and them talk about that. I'm sure he doesn't remember.
No,
but
has
we
no
sure
idea.
Remember when I kicked your butt?
Yeah.
Oh, we could fill him in on some of the stuff. Pat McAfee.
If anybody out there has a connection to a celebrity, we want it. We're going to get him on the Bubba and Fee show.
Yes.
Now, Pat McAfee, from what I understand, is funny as hell.
Oh, yeah.
And that'd just be awesome to have him and Holly on just kind of going back and forth.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Because I think she can hold her own with anybody when you're talking.
That's right.
So, celebrity would be awesome.
Celebrity would be big.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think you're doing pretty good with Hellwagon.
Them guys are losers.
They are not losers.
They're not.
No, they're pretty big time.
Not bad.
Now,
Digger, he sucks.
Digger,
he comes one time.
He won't come over.
Yeah. Digger's a little busy.
He's busy. He's making trophies.
He's probably making a trophy now. Digger, if you're listening. Give us a call on the Hastings hotline.
Make us a trophy.
567-510.
We need a trophy.
0114.
We need a Bubba and Fee trophy. You give to somebody.
Yep.
Yep.
Rocker, we're going to give you. You ever won a trophy?
Hey, that's. Big P does that.
Yep. That's not
Remember
a trophy,
Big
but.
Big P always had. He always had a. Because Cody won it. The Big P something award.
In Spirit,
that is right.
In sports. Yep. So we got to have a Bubba and
Fee Spirit Award radio show. Is that right?
We got to have.
Oh, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
We'll give them.
Next year.
Yep. You can award it at the end of the year for
starting
any sport
football
you want.
Season. We are going to have a player of the game.
Yeah.
Bubba and Fee, Sports Talk player of the game. Every game.
Yes.
Football and basketball and baseball.
Yep. Give him a gift certificate to
someone. We used to
$1,000 gift certificate.
Yep.
We used to do that with baseball.
Rolex watch.
But we could get them up and talk to them. That won't
different.
Work in football.
It's going to be different.
Nux always used to give him a watch.
We're giving watches from RJ Jewelers gift certificate.
RJ Jewelers. Well.
You in or out, Nick Rocker?
Are they still in business?
The building is now the drive-thru at Merchant Savings
Bank. Selling buckshots.
Is he?
Is he going to sell the building?
Says for sale on it.
No. The for sale sign says 19-something F-150 van. If you walk up and look at it, they're selling.
Man, that makes more sense.
She's selling that
Bookshot's
big van that they don't need anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's for sale.
Oh, I thought he was selling his building.
No.
He said something. He had some people asking about putting something in there.
What he told me when we were still over in the other building when we knew that Buckshot wasn't going to be there forever was would you be interested in renting that out? And he said what he's planning to do, and much like with the Opera House, he's going to tear out all that stuff and restore that tin ceiling in there because it's just neat as hell.
Yeah.
But beyond that, don't know. You could put like a hallway down the middle and maybe two or three offices down each side and have an accountant or, you know, a similar thing up in Ottawa. The guy up there has his internet radio station is in a building exactly like that. And he has maybe half or a fourth of that building.
Today I go Defiance.
Yep.
Coming back. Rager's sausage sandwiches.
Rager's?
We got to get them here. We got to put them right in Buckshot or the...
There you go, Pakistan.
Good.
I saw them for sale at the thing in the Shell station at Van Wert.
That's it. That's their store. Okay. That's where I go.
Better than Maid Rites?
Oh, Rocker, you would eat 50 a day.
Now, Rager's, my understanding is they have a business somewhere, but I don't know which town it's in.
I think it's Van Wert because they had where Cooper's Turkey Plant is was Rager's.
Huh.
Okay.
So what is it?
Sausage sandwich. Sausage I'll bring sandwich. You one tomorrow.
Right,
I'll
go. They might even be better than the ones I used to bring you guys on Saturday mornings.
Saturday mornings were unbelievable.
These are the greatest.
That's because you really needed it.
And so today I go in there and I said, give me a sausage sandwich, piece of cheese only. What is the Doughboy?
Pillsbury.
Poppin' Fresh.
I said, you can have a powdered Doughboy or cinnamon Doughboy. I said, I'll take cinnamon Doughboy.
Yeah. Tremendous. So he's basically is it like you're a cookie. You're,
is it a Spencer's Drive-In Donut?
Spencer's Drive-In Donut.
And it's so good.
Yeah. And a Spencer's I had Saturday morning sausage.
So tomorrow I'm bringing Doughboys and sausage sandwiches.
Yes. That's big.
You're going to get up there again?
I'll go. Huh? I'll make a special trip. I get 50 of them.
50 might be a lot.
You like sausage sandwich?
As much as the next person, I guess.
You like Doughboys?
Unless I was vegan.
Hey.
Well, why are you, so you might be now. You weren't this afternoon.
No.
Hey, why are you an idiot?
I tried to liven the place up a little bit.
You are Pac Man.
I got a pocket full of quarters and I'm headed to the arcade. I don't have a lot of quarters, but I'm bringing everything I made.
Yeah. That was the worst song
ever. That was the dumbest song ever. Why do you have a Pac-Man shirt?
Because I'm a kid of the 80s and I love the 80s.
Hey, we're gonna close the show.
Did you graduate in the 80s?
Yeah, we're going to close the show and we want to give a tip of the cap.
Tip of the cap.
Tip of the cap to Neil's ultimate friend. All of our friends entering the Indiana Sports Hall of Fame this weekend.
Absolutely.
Randy Putman. He is who we should call.
He's our
next Wednesday, we're having Pudman on the show.
Want me to call him now?
Call Pudman.
I'll call Pudman.
Let's get him over.
Let's be on the air right now.
Oh, let's be good.
Should be pretty.
This is all. He's probably at the bar. He's probably up at the.
Is he sober?
Coon's Den.
Coon's Den. Place. Yeah, Coon's Den.
Rob Weaver was the one that put that on the on thing, and I
seen that.
Made sure I mentioned that Rob Weaver a month ago went into the Indiana Broadcasters Sports Hall of Fame.
Yeah, we announced that up at the...
Yeah.
Are you calling him?
I'm getting ready to here,
shut up and call him.
Well, okay. I'm very sorry, but I absolutely wanted to make sure we got Rob Weaver mentioned in here.
Rob Weaver. Overrated.
No. Awesome. that is...
Rob wasn't on the air this morning.
He wasn't?
Nope. The other guy was. The other guy's tremendous.
The other guy's good. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was in Marion on the radio.
He's in the Hall of Fame, too.
Decades.
Yep.
He was over there for decades, Ed Thurman. Well, let's see here.
Come on, Pud. Ain't
there we go.
Man. I just seen Pud Man about...
Can't get him plugged in.
Here 3 weeks ago over at Tailspins.
I see pictures of him.
He was in a meeting. Diggered him. Taking pictures.
Well, I just didn't go. There we go. Right.
There we go.
If you guys listen, we're calling Pudman now.
Pudman.
As an aside, if he says something obscene when he comes on the air, don't
worry
get
about it.
looks like
Come
we're
on,
not going to get him.
Pudman says,
"Come on, Pudman."
Forwarded to an automatic voice.
Oh man!
Dang it.
Darn it.
We gave her a shot.
Yeah. That'd have been good.
We got Colin getting coming up.
Hey, set it up next Wednesday.
Or you want to take a commercial break and see if we can catch him?
Try him again.
He might be.
One more time.
One more break. We'll take a break. Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Hey, all right.
Might be putting a move on some woman right now, so we'll just come back.
If you're like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call America Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call America Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at America Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
When it comes to fracturing compaction, there's no taming this tiger. In both wet and dry conditions, genuine Case IH Tiger Points create a root environment that reduces plant stress and maximizes the potential for higher yields. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery, genuine Case IH Tiger Points now have 3 times the wear life of our second generation and 6 times the wear life of the original. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
The Village of Fort Recovery is having its annual spring cleanup day for our village residents on Saturday, May 14th. They start picking up the items very early that day, so please have your items at the curb by 5 a.m. You'll need to have your small items bundled or boxed, and you can't have items longer than 6 feet long. They cannot pick up tree limbs or yard waste, wet paint cans, tires, railroad ties, bricks, rocks, or concrete items of any kind. Appliances and other metal items will be picked up, and there's a limit of 2 large furniture items per household. Get your pickup items ready. Spring cleanup day for village residents will be on Saturday, May 14th, and you'll need to have your items at the curb by 5 a.m. It's that time of year again. The Trinity Lutheran Church is having their annual ice cream social on Sunday, June 12th, from 3:30 to 7. They have all your favorite flavors, peach, pineapple, maple nut, strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla. Besides their awesome homemade ice cream, they'll also have hot dogs, coney dogs, sloppy joes, and cream turkey, plus cookies, pie, brownies, or angel food cake, all for a free will donation. Stop in and visit with friends while you enjoy the great food and ice cream, or you can pick it up and take it home. And they'll also have half gallons of their delicious homemade ice cream to take home and enjoy. Buy a couple on your way out. Don't miss it. The Trinity Lutheran Church's Ice Cream Social from 3:30 to 7 on Sunday, June 12th at the corner of Wayne Street and 49. The church with the beautiful carillon bells.
Yeah, that's good. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard of.
It's good.
You do not put mustard on sauce.
You don't put ketchup on anything.
It's good. Real good.
Ketchup goes on nothing.
Are you dumb?
I love ketchup.
Ketchup is just sugar and
hot dogs.
Tomatoes.
I agree. I'm not a big ketchup fan.
No.
Yeah. Mustard
belongs on pork.
Sweet city woman. I'm your sweet city woman. Who sings that, Rocker?
The Stampeders.
The Stampeders. Is it Stampeders?
Yes, it is.
Or Stampede?
Stampeders. I'm very, very sure of that.
I'm on my way. I sound like him or not?
Yeah.
Kind of.
How about you? I'm on my way. You like the way?
Way?
No, I don't like that.
Dang it.
But I'm what do I know?
You know what? We couldn't get old Pud, man. Damn it.
Hey, Bubba.
Butter.
Oh,
this is a good song.
There it is.
On the city nights.
You know,
gotta be there on time.
Fee knows the words. I just know the chorus.
At the end of the line.
Here we go.
Sweet city woman.
Sweet
tugging on your pants, I could almost touch you. Sweet, sweet woman.
Yeah, whatever that was. We got a little bit more. Now it's coming. So long, Paul. Neighbors and friends.
Well, we've never sounded better.
I learned something looking at this with the lyrics. Where it says, bon, c'est bon, bon, bon. It's, bon is, means good. Bon, c'est bon, it's good.
Bon, c'est bon.
Good, it's good, it's good, it's good, good. I always thought it was just syllables. It's bon, c'est bon.
Bon, c'est bon.
Good.
French.
C'est good. Bon
oui,
is
oui,
good.
Senor.
Good, it's good. Good, it's good. Good, 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 it's good.
Really?
Like, yeah, I didn't. I just thought it was just syllables.
You're never
I
too old
they were just
to
doing,
learn.
I just thought they were just doing syllables.
I did too.
Yep. Oh, hey, it's Puttman.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Finally.
Hey, is this Randy Miller?
Is this Otis Figby?
Yes, it is. You are on the air on Fort Recovery Radio,
hey,
Sports
hey.
Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Da, 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 da.
That's a graduation thing.
That's not Hall of Fame?
No, no.
Not Hall of Fame.
I'm so honored. What a great...
We are honored
to get a call from these iconic...
We are so proud of you.
Figures.
We are proud of you. You're big. That's huge.
I don't know about that.
You're Hall of Fame.
Bubba knew you when you were just...
back when you were...
When Bubba was five.
Not Hall of Famer.
And, yep. And sleeping on Les and Joanne's couch.
That is exactly
on
right.
On Saturday nights.
First of all, thanks for calling Figby back.
Yes.
And congratulations. That's really a cool thing you're doing this weekend.
That is very cool.
I am very honored. I get to go to the Indiana Sports Hall of Fame to represent the Portland Rockets.
Yes,
America's
sir.
Team.
America's
and
team.
And we have had a great tradition of years past, 63 years, my 51. Great, great honor. I think it's kind of longevity. And on the heels of my father, Ray Miller, we are Portland proud, and we've had a lot of great connections with our Ohio friends. Great yeah. work day at our field today. Nick Bailey yeah. from Coldwater was on board.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of work done. I am fried to the crisp.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Oh, it was hot out today.
It was hot out.
But,
it'll
man.
Be hot. Yeah. It's a great honor to be on this daggone sports show.
I'm
a big fan. Some colorful characters. This is better than listening to the Reds on radio.
Ooh,
and they
yes.
got great coverage, but
well,
what
yeah.
you guys do is fantastic. We're honored.
But, man, I just want to say one thing, and we're going to let you go. But
oh, no, not yet.
I know that you, I know as far as Harold Feeley, Neil Spencer, Bob Stogler, that the hero in our lives are our dads.
Yep.
And when you have Ray Miller as your dad, and you know that the reason you're in this Hall of Fame is because you carried on the tradition of your dad. That has to be something that you're so damn proud of.
Oh, man.
And you should be proud of that.
That's awesome.
Oh, absolutely. The traditions are rich. The intrinsic rewards are
intrinsic?
Are warm.
That's a $5 word, man.
That's a big word.
I got some four-letter ones, but I won't say that. I've had a lot of those today. We got
yes,
had a lot
sir.
Of speed bumps.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's what we talk about.
Yep.
Semi-pro baseball, it still counts for the love of the game. And nobody pays for parking. You
nope.
can still get a Rocket dog for a buck and a quarter.
Can't be.
It's a great thing. And we've had some great... I could go through a litany of Fort Recovery and Coldwater guys that have played for the Rockets.
Mm.
The McClurgs and
yep.
the...
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. We go right down
had some
the line.
St. Henry guys,
Rammel,
too.
The Rammels.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Just talked to Kurt Monday night. He's assistant coach over at New Bremen baseball.
Oh, yes.
Now, what people don't
just
realize.
Had a great, I lost a lot of my contacts and pictures. Had a great picture at Great Miracle Lane's bowling alley, a great watering hole for many to meet. But my good friend... Mike Bruns and Scott Collins. My gosh,
yeah.
a lot of friends from way back.
Yes.
Mike Minerding. Oh, we've had some great... we need some more of that kind of that yes. influx of Buckeye baseball. Those guys are
new. So are you looking for specific positions, players, if somebody around here
We're looking
is,
for guys that
playing?
Are hungry to play the game.
Yes.
I'm disappointed when I see these guys tell me that they've got to play for their – they're shutting down. Their strength coach says they got to take it easy, and I watch them playing beer league softball. You know what? Win or lose, the beer's still cold. We enjoy a beverage after the
game.
You go.
You
know, we got work to do. This is still America's game, and we're still I think we got a good thing going in Portland, and I want these guys on board.
Yes.
Hey, you people don't realize this, but you know that I was a Portland Rocket bat boy when John Rammel played. I was a member of the I was a Portland Glare.
A Glare.
You remember the Glares?
Yes, I helped coach the Glares.
Exactly. With Rocky Coach Wood Ray, took a header.
Great contention. Yes, Portland Glares were a factor.
Yes.
Well, that might be one of the reasons that they're not in existence anymore.
No, listen to this. But you know, we're playing a team out of Richmond. Rocky Wood gets hit in the head, hit in the eye.
Rocky Williams. Sorry,
Williams.
That story.
I was going to say, Rocky Wood. Just start shooting out. I'm the bat boy.
Williams Auto Parts, proud Rocket sponsor.
Yeah,
he is, sure is. And he was a great player.
Country Radio.
Yep.
Yeah, Rocky, that was an eye-opening experience.
No, it was an
eye-closing. Eye-swelling.
Hey, I got a guy here named Rocker, and he'd like to ask you a question.
Well, Rocker, I hope to make your top 10 in some list. I don't know what
there it is.
By the way, Puttman, congratulations.
Thank you, Rocker. Pleasure. I just want to hear you sing Sweet Caroline. Do it for all your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Need a little help with that, Rocker?
Yeah, I might need a little back. I was hoping for a little Mustang Sally, but, you know.
Ooh, there you go.
I just got honored at South Adams High School. With my Hall of Fame inductee notice, and they played Mustang Sally after, and I almost broke it down for him. I really wanted to.
I think you should. Beautiful. By the way,
so what was your question, Rocker?
Yeah,
that was it. Mustang Sally.
Oh yeah, Wilson Pickett, the man, the legend, the myth,
the wicked Mr. Pickett.
We were supposed to have Hal McCoy on tonight, but he's in Georgia on vacation, so we went to the next Hall of Famer.
We upgraded. went to the big time Hall of Famer.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Brand. I want to read his book. I haven't done that yet. I read the Lou Brunswick book, but I haven't read the Hal McCoy book yet.
Well, it's very good. Pudman, we're going to let you go, brother, but we really appreciate the hell out of you. And congratulations.
Hey, I am so honored.
Enjoy the weekend, man. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, thank you so much. I want to also mention Mike Tin coached first base, as did Gary Bernard for the Portland Rockets. We got a lot of flavor from our
from
friends East, and we love you in Portland. I know Neil Spencer helped us set up with Buckshot May with our sound system, and we've got a new one in. We've got some big things in store. Come see us.
We will
bring some good ball players from that MAC conference.
Yeah, there are some people that actually are thinking about playing wooden bat baseball, this is big time stuff. And if you're thinking about that at all, Portland Rockets on Facebook, just you can do a private message.
Yep, we got a website as well. I do want to bring to note a couple dates. We are playing the Grand Lake Mariners from Salina on June 2nd over at Montgomery Field.
Nice.
What day of the week is that? Thursday?
Yeah, we play that.
I think it's a Thursday. Look at my
I think it is.
My calendar. Yep. Yeah, Thursday.
Yeah, it's a 7 o'clock start. And we also play the Ohio Warhawks at Dayton Dragon Stadium June 30th.
That's
nice.
That's Labor Day weekend, I think.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Or Memorial Day weekend, I'm sorry.
June 30th. June 30th.
Yep. June 30th. Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Well, that's awesome.
So, I think we got some good things going. Our traditions are rich, and our fan, we got some great support, and we love you in Fort Recovery, too, there, fellas. Appreciate the call.
Well, absolutely, I can't wait till we get to listen to the Rocket Report on WPGW every morning.
Love it.
7:30 approximately. Rob Weaver, I've spoken to him several times. he thinks you might be crazy, and he loves you having on the air.
I'm a little windy, but you knew that anyway there, Mr. Figby.
Well, yeah, well, Phil's time for him. That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly, right. That's how we work it.
But, man, congratulations, man. Thanks for taking our call.
Thanks, buddy. Means a lot coming from you guys. I can't wait to sing Delilah with you one more time.
Yes. I love it. Yes. I love it.
If you want to sing along, we could play that right now. we can just go ahead and do that.
I want to hear Rocker sing. Some Neil Diamond.
Okay,
let's go.
Where it began. I can't begin to know it. But then I know it's growing strong.
Oh, I just want to reach out and touch someone.
Yeah. Was in a spring. Then spring became the summer. Who'd have believed in love alone? Take it away, Rocker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reaching out.
Sounded better, has he, Pudley?
You guys have more fun than young adults are allowed to have.
See you later, buddy. That's Rich.
We love you guys.
Later, love you.
See you, bud.
That is the Randy Hall of Fame Miller.
Hall of Fame Miller.
Getting inducted.
One of the Rockets, America's team. Come join us.
There you go. That's great.
For playing or spectating.
This has been Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee. We will see you next Wednesday night.
Yes, sir.
Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.